Cheryl, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You are running to represent District 6 on Troy's City Council. Can you tell me what prompted your run for this office?
I have lived in the city of Troy for about 15 years. I have been in my neighborhood for 15 years as well. I have a daughter that goes to Troy Public School, and I've done a considerable amount of work as the former economic development coordinator for the city of Troy. I worked in planning and economic development, and also considerable experience in nonprofit work in the city of Troy and in a variety of different projects. And I have the realization that it's very easy to be critical of the people who represent you without really understanding the bureaucracy involved with making change. And I thought it was time to put my money where my mouth is.
Can you tell me about District 6?
Sure. So District 6, South Troy, the southeast of South Troy, is one of the major entries into the city. I don't think it receives nearly enough attention or investment. We have great neighborhoods with very distinct personalities, businesses that have been mainstays in Troy for many, many years, places like South Troy Diner, Carol's Place, Inferno, Kennedy's Tavern, Franklin Terrace Ballroom, and hidden environmental gems like the Burden Pond Preserve and the Vander Heiden Reserve. And with that, back to us being a main entry of the city, according to DOT, we're the second most trafficked bridge in Troy. And I just think there should be more value placed on us. We see that we were an industrial center, for Troy in the 19th century. That's why we have all this great housing stock. But we've had a lot of disinvestment, and I would like to see that change.
Should you win this race, you then face a challenge in the general election. If you're successful, what do you want to dig your teeth into first?
I would like to really look at South Troy's working waterfront. We have a working waterfront plan that has a lot of potential. I think the companies utilizing it in partnership with the municipal government could really, make a change to the way that waterfront works and how accessible it is to the people in the community. And just because it's an industrial area doesn't mean that it has to be an eyesore and that the people, who live in South Troy, can't access that water like the people in downtown can access their waterfront. So I think people always find a way to the water, no matter if it's called a brownfield or not. And therefore, we should strive to make sure that is safe and accessible. Also, if I can just mention number two of what I would like to dig my teeth into is to create more civic engagement opportunities for the students that we have in Troy. We're the youngest community in the Capital Region. I grew up in Utica and went to Proctor High School. We had this great program where I was able to become a legislative intern for a term, and it really opened my eyes to how the local government functions. And I think these types of programs are especially productive to low-income students, which I was. That was important to me because I got the understanding of the external forces that were impacting my community and my life, and how to use the system to impact meaningful change.
Right now, the district is represented by Eileen McDermott. Can you tell me why you think a change is needed?
Eileen's actually the treasurer of my campaign, so it's been great to have her backing in my campaign and her support as I've moved forward and the understanding of the priorities that she's been working on in the past few years. I think change is always necessary, though. We recently reduced the amount of terms that a city council person can serve. I think they can serve up to 3 2-year terms, and I think that's important. You don't want the same people sitting on a city council for 20 or 24 years because you'll have, the same ideas. I'm especially interested in seeing younger people and people of color in government and engaged more fully in the community. I don't want to see the same 100 people at the charrette that I used to attend when I worked at City Hall. I would like to see more people engaging and, telling us what they need, because we are civil servants, and that means a great deal to me.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Cheryl Kennedy. Cheryl is a candidate for Troy City Council in District 6. After the murder of George Floyd last summer by former police officer Derek Chauvin, Governor Andrew Cuomo charged localities across the state with looking at their own police forces and working with community members to come up with reform plans. Troy's Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative released its plan on April 1st, and it received a lot of criticism. The first action taken under that new plan was to hire 6 new police officers.
Some argue that the many millions that went into these new hires could make our city safer by investing in youth and poverty programs. Where do you stand on the report and on the first action taken under it?
Good question. So yes, the PRRC has received much criticism, and I think a great deal of those criticisms are valid. This report could have been done better, but at this point, this is the report that we have. And I think that we need to look at the good recommendations and use them as a jumping off point. To create action, we have to take the good parts of it and start moving those forward.
Are there some pieces of the report that you want to pull out and highlight here as things that you would push to be priorities for the city?
I think so. So there's a review board that is part of the recommendations that I think should be a priority in the report as well, you know, and throughout the time, you know, there's talk about working with Khalil Jameson Consulting Group on working on internal change, which is a difficult thing. So I would like to see them start moving on that internal change and reporting back to us. I would like to see that be a more open process as well. And I'm not sure how that will happen. I'm not sure how that can happen right now with a certain amount of virtual meetings happening because of the pandemic. I think it's kind of hard to meet on neutral ground and have these difficult but very necessary discussions.
Do you think there's racism in the Troy Police Department?
So, yes. I think racism is inherent in every institution and system in America. It would be appropriate to acknowledge that. I'm hopeful that they're taking additional steps to not only address racism in our police department, but to instill anti-racist practices into training. I believe this change has to happen not only on a local level, but I think there needs to be some national legislation to move that forward. And I also believe that, you know, one of the recommendations of the NAACP is that police agencies without those policies, training, and databases shouldn't be able to receive grants and other funding. There needs to be an increase in that police accountability to include limits to funding if you're not doing the appropriate training.
I live in Lansingburg, and I have to admit, I'm a driver, but I've recently heard people talk about pedestrianizing downtown Troy. Do you know anything about that? And what are your thoughts about making downtown Troy more pedestrian friendly?
I think the entirety of the city should be more pedestrian friendly. And, you know, I walk my dog everywhere, and I'm out campaigning right now and just noticing that there's a lack of extended sidewalk area for people who are walking. I live on Stowe Hill. You know, there's a big portion of sidewalk missing at the bottom. So you see, you know, moms with carriages having to like jump out on the road, you know, to get around this portion that is, you know, just like a dirt pile. And then, you know, you have cars, I'm on a dead end too. So you have cars coming up at like 30 or 40 miles an hour, which, you know, I don't think we need people driving over 20 miles an hour in a city. And, you know, speaking to downtown, I don't think we need people driving that fast in an urban core.
When you are not out knocking on doors and campaigning, Cheryl, what do you do for fun? Where can we find you relaxing in the area?
You can find me at home most of the time with my family, walking my dog. I do like to walk down in the industrial waterfront, which is why that is such an important topic to me, because it's, even though it's had so much disinvestment, it's still beautiful and it has so much potential. I hike the Narrows. I spend a lot of time with my neighbors. I think, you know, District 6 is really tremendous and we have everything that we need here. The only thing that I would add, and you didn't ask me this in the question, but I would like to see a grocery store somewhere between South Troy and South Central.
That makes sense. It seems like there's a bit of a food desert in that area. Where do people go to get their food? Are there bodegas there?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Capital Roots has a healthy foods program where they bring some fruit and vegetables to the different corner stores, but I don't think that's enough. And part of what I looked at when I was in economic development for the city was how do they decide where they're going to put, you know, the next Price Chopper? And why does it have to be such a suburban footprint every time they come to the capital region? Why can't we have something like they have in the city? They have a more, you know, metropolitan two-story compact grocery store, which I think is our issue. We don't have any large swaths of land for them to be able to build a 5-acre supermarket, but we have some smaller areas that, you know, we could modify a plan and do something smaller or have maybe an independent grocery take up residence.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for talking to me. Stay safe out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you. I appreciate it.